Chapter 24. Though his pale eyes showed no emotion, Farron, the poisoner, knew he was in a dangerous position. Earthstripe and his fighters had returned from the fray. Outside, the mountain was strewn with lifeless carcasses and groaning wounded. Ferrago had called off his horde of corpse makers. Their losses were considerable, though not enough to make any great dent in numbers. Farron crouched in a dark corner of the passage between storeroom and dining hall, silently cursing the ill fortune that had caused his escape route to be cut off. From his hiding place, the poisoner could hear the Badger Lord and his heirs as they entered the dining hall. They talked of the battle they'd won on the slopes of Salamandastron.
Sapwood, I never gave permission for you to fight outside. You could have been killed by those rolling fire boulders.
Not me, sir. I was well out the way by the time they started. Paw-to-paw combat is my best style, begging your pardon, but this shooting arrows out of window slits and rolling boulders, that ain't for the like of me. Face to face with the enemy is what I fancy. That's the way I fight's best, sir.
I know you do, Sergeant. From all I hear, you gave a good account of yourself out there, but ask me before you do anything like that in future.
Good fight, though, wasn't it, sir?
The squeaky voice of a hare, no more than a leveret, reached the ears of Farron.
Indeed it was, young Shawbuck. How do you feel after your first battle?
Tip-top, my lord. I say, is that breakfast laid out for us? I'm jolly well starving.
Earthstripe chuckled good-humouredly.
I never knew a young hare that wasn't always hungry. Go to it, Shawbuck. Seeing as it was your first fight, you shall be the first to take breakfast.
Farron's pale eyes lit up momentarily. He listened to the young hare intently.
Good show. Thank you, sir. Mmm, oatcakes, and they're still a bit warm. Pass me the honey, Sergeant.
Get it yourself, you young rip. I ain't waiting on you, tail and paw.
Earthstripe's voice cut in again.
Oxeye, did we suffer any losses or injuries?
None reported, sir. A jolly old bloodless victory, what? Though Windpaw never showed up at roll call after the skirmish. Still, I suppose she's got her head down in some quiet corner. That hare could sleep on a belly clothesline.
The next sound to reach Farron was that of a pottery bowl smashing on the floor and a chair falling over.
Shawbuck, what's the matter, old lad?
Bart Thistledown's voice came through loud and urgent.
I say, looks like he's choking on a bit of skull. Lend a paw, you chaps.
For the first time, Farron showed some sign of emotion. His paw struck the rock wall of his hiding place in disappointment. He had made the mixture too strong. His poison was working far too speedily. Other voices crowded in on the fox's ears.
Give him something to drink. Clear his throat.
No! Hold him upside down. Shake him and pound his back.
I can't, sir. The poor young'un's all doubled up like...
Out of my way, Sergeant. Here, give him to me. Shawbuck. Shawbuck. Come on, young fellow. Stand up straight.
Stand aside, Jeps. Let's see what through. He's a healer.
There was a momentary silence. Then Earthstripe's anxious tones rang through the dining hall.
What's the matter with him, Seawood?
A pause followed. Then Seawood's voice came through. He was sobbing softly.
He's dead. Young Shawbuck is dead, sir.
Dead? Surely not. Can't you do something? Herbs? A potion?
It's too late. Can't you see, sir? Look at the way his poor face is all twisted and his body doubled up tight and stiff. It's poison. I'd recognize it anywhere. Shawbuck's been poisoned.
It must have been something he's eaten, sir. The poor little fellow was right as rain a moment ago.
Spot on, Sarge. He dished that breakfast board like a belly young trooper after his first fight.
Earthstripe's voice boomed through the dining hall.
Get away from that table! Don't touch the food!
Ferrago tossed his knife high in the air and caught it by the handle. He was in good spirits.
What's 30 or 40 creatures slain? There's always more where they came from. That's what soldiers are for, to kill or be killed. What's the matter with your face, backstabber?
Klitsch sat to one side with the four captains, a scowl hovering around his blue eyes.
The whole thing was a waste of good fighting creatures.
Ferrago flicked the knife. It stuck in the ground near his son's paw.
Oh, dear, dear. Friends of yours, were they? Are you sad because they were killed in the battle?
Klitsch ignored the dagger a fraction away from his footpaw.
Don't worry, old one. I'm not going soft. I couldn't give a split acorn whether your whole horde lives or dies. I just think that getting Farron inside the mountain could have been done easier, with a whole lot less killed.
Doghead, a stout captain, was about to agree with Klitsch when he saw the wicked smile forming in the blue eyes of the assassin. Doghead looked at the ground and kept his comments to himself.